Well, greetings and salutations, one and all, to the one and only Super View Show's Mixed Bag, coming to you live once again from many caves. As always, I'm joined by the esteemed panel of panelists here at the Super View Show. Bill, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. And Justin, how are you doing?
How you doing?
Doing well, my friend. Doing well. Sorry. I want to apologize first and foremost why we did not have a show last week. We were a little bit tied up. We were a little bit confused on a couple of things. But we have things straightened out now for our last March Madness bracket for 2025 of this run of March Madness, I guess you could say. We had some trouble last week, but we squared away what we had to square away. And as the title of our podcast just alludes to, whatever, we're going to be doing one more March Madness breakdown of the Battle of the Sitcoms. I forgot the topic was for a sec. The Battle of the Sitcoms. So if you're listening to us, just sit back, relax, and enjoy. But if you're watching us live, feel free to tune in to us as we break down what is the best sitcom of all time. Where do you want to start, gentlemen? Start in the 50s or 60s?
Yeah, we might as well start chronologically. Justin, what do you think?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Our choices are The Honeymooners or Room 222?
Ahamana, hamana, 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 hamana.
I'm guessing that's from The Honeymooners?
Yes.
Okay, because that's the only one I heard of.
Okay. My vote is for Honeymooners, too. Justin?
Yeah, Honeymooners, because I never even heard of 222.
Okay. The Phil Silvers Show or The Addams Family?
And it is by default. I know Addams Family.
Yeah, same.
Same here, Addams Family.
I remember watching reruns when I was a kid. And of course, we all know the theme song. The da 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 da.
Yep. Da da da. All right, let's jump over to the next slide here. One second. The Jack Benny program or the Rowan and Martin Laughs in?
Laughing.
Jack Benny.
Laughing. Sorry, I butchered that. Thank you.
Jack Benny.
Jack Benny?
Sock it to me. Laughing.
Right. Ooh, I'm the tiebreaker here. I haven't heard of either one, truthfully. I'm going to go.
You know what? Hang on.
All right, go ahead.
Making an argument for Laughing, you got to see Richard Nixon get utterly humiliated.
Okay.
You know what? I'm changing my vote.
Okay, so we're going to do Laughs In?
Yes.
All righty.
I think this one's the harder one out of the brackets because we weren't around for these.
Yeah, unless you're watching like older TV shows, you know what I mean?
Also, I would not consider Laughing a sitcom, though.
Well, that's true.
That is a variety show.
Yeah. Well, it's all right. It's on the wheel. It's on the bracket. We're gonna go for it anyways. Let's see how it does.
Okay.
All right. So I Love Lucy or The Life of Riley. I Love Lucy for me.
Got Lucy, I'm home.
Justin.
Yeah, I Love Lucy. I don't even know The Life of Riley.
Okay. All right. Let's see. The Andy Griffith Show or The Abbott and Costello Show. Tough choice. I'm gonna say Andy Griffith because it's more cemented in the cult pop. Consciousness of people.
See, I'm more familiar with Abbott and Costello than Andy Griffith, but that's more because of their films, not necessarily because of their show.
Okay.
Great. Looks like it's down to me.
What do you got, Bill? Andy Griffith?
Yep.
Got it.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah. All right. The Amos and Andy Show or the Munsters? Munsters all the way. Hands down.
For me, at least.
Justin?
Hang on a sec.
Take your time.
Munsters.
Okay. Unanimous for Munsters. Got it. All right. Ooh, interesting one. The Dick Van Dyke Show or Get Smart?
Ooh.
For me, it's a no-brainer. Get Smart.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So, story. Back in high school, I sort of binged the entire series on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah. And I must say, without Get Smart, we would have never had Inspector Gadget.
Really?
All right.
Really. The amount that Inspector Gadget took from Get Smart is uncanny. Right down to getting Don Adams to voice Inspector Gadget.
All right. There's an argument there. Bill, what do you got?
I need to think about this for a second. I want to go over to you, J-Man.
J-Man's saying Dick Van Dyke Show, but that's me. Because I'm not familiar with Get Smart at all.
Yeah, because you're not familiar with Get Smart?
I mean, I've heard the name, but it's one of the things like where you know the name of the show.
Oh, my God.
I know. I feel young.
I've never
Wait. Did you or did you not watch the 2008 film with Steve Carell, Anne Hathaway, Alan Arkin, Dwayne Johnson?
I remember the movie. I didn't see it, though.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'll add it to my list of, like,
dude, movies. Mel Brooks created it.
Oh, well, then I have to check it out. Okay. All right. That's fair. Okay. I have to check it out now.
As much as I love Mel Brooks, I think you got to go Dick Van Dyke.
All right. First upset, I guess Dick Van Dyke wins. Oh, well, but Justin, for you, I will check out Get Smart.
If you're not, then you're anti-Semitic.
I will check it out. I'm not.
No, you're not. Justin, you're not. But
wow, you're throwing me under the bus.
I'm pulling that card.
All right. It's only 7 minutes in. And we're doing great, guys. The George Burns and Gracie Adams show. Is that
Alan.
Alan. Okay, gotcha. Or Hogan's Heroes.
I don't know.
You gotta go Hogan's Heroes.
I'm going with Justin because I've never heard of either one. So either the George Burns and Gracie Allen show or Hogan's Heroes. I know. Shame.
You've never even heard of Hogan's Heroes?
Oh, I've heard of it.
JT.
Here we go. Shame. Send the shame.
What on. Rock and what on what planet have you been hiding under?
A pretty big rock, apparently.
On a pretty distant planet.
On a pretty distant planet, so all right. I'll tell you, I'll go with Hogan's Heroes for you.
Oh my God.
I gotta check out Get Smart and Hogan's Heroes. I know to all of our millions of listeners out there, I'm very sorry. All
right, I'll go Hogan's Heroes. It's unanimous.
Get Smart as a personal favorite to me. Hogan's Heroes to America.
Okay. All right.
It's like you saying you've never heard of MASH.
Oh, well, that's
please tell me you've heard of MASH.
We've seen MASH. I know what MASH is. Damn it. So, all right, hold on a sec. Let's go to the top right, the 70s and 80s. So we did 50s and 60s. Let's go down to the next bracket over here. 70s and 80s.
It's been a while since I've been that fired up.
Sorry, Justin. I'm sorry. Hold on. Chill. It's okay. I will watch them. I swear. See, MASH is in the bracket right here. Don't worry. All right, Mary Tyler Moore Show or All in the Family?
Oh, fuck.
May I begin?
Yes.
Both of these were groundbreaking shows.
Absolutely.
You had All in the Family, which was the first show that really talked about social issues, very serious social issues. And you had, and which was one of the first shows to do it, and then you had Mary Tyler Moore, which was one of the first shows to have a female character, a strong female character. But to me, I got to go with All in the Family. Because, again, it was the first show that talked about issues that other shows dare wouldn't touch on. And I think the thing is, with All in the Family, we all have a Archie Bunker in our lives, whether we want to admit it or not.
Mm.
Because we all have someone, whether it be like our father or our grandfather, or maybe we have an uncle.
But Bill.
What?
Betty White.
True that.
True. But
Ted Knight.
This is tough. I know.
Sorry, I am so, because I've watched more of All in the Family than I have the Mary Tyler Moore Show, so I gotta go All in the Family.
All right. Did you decide one, Justin, or no?
Here's the thing. I never really watched either.
Okay.
But I did watch a lot of South Park, and I know this. There would never have been an Eric Hartman if there wasn't an Archie Bunker.
That is
so
true.
So I'm going with All in the Family.
Yeah, because they said they base Eric Hartman off of Archie Bunker.
Yep.
I'm going All in the Family. I'm making it easy for us. So, all right. All in the Family it is. All right. The Odd Couple or the Jeffersons? to me, this comes down to which one are you more familiar with?
So.
I'm just saying.
What do three white men think?
Moving on up.
I'll be honest, I haven't watched a single episode of either.
Well, I know it both. I may have watched an episode of the Jeffersons here and there, and I think I've watched like maybe one or two episodes of The Odd Couple. But you know what? Because growing up, actually, funny story. Growing up, for those of you who've never seen The Odd Couple, you have Oscar and Felix. Felix is sort of the neat freak. Oscar's like the slob. Because I was a slob growing up, kind of still am. And my brother was a total neat freak. Now he's become a bit of a slob, but one time my dad called my brother and I Oscar and Felix.
Yeah, that seems to be a very common comparison when you have a kid who's a little on the neater side and the kid that's a little bit more on the filthy side. So yeah, a lot of people will get that comparison of Felix and Oscar. I certainly got it as a kid. Definitely more on the Oscar side. And just look at Oscar the Grouch. He literally lives in filth. Coincidence? I think not. So, based on that little bit of trivia alone, that's enough to push me over the edge on the Odd Couple.
Well, I gotta go. I'm going with the Jeffersons, mainly because this was the first show that featured like a all-black family as them as the main character. So I gotta go to Jeffersons. And if I'm wrong on that, please someone correct me. Justin, do we have the cancel Bill hashtag ready?
Well, I didn't fact check you on that, so.
All right. JT, down to you, buddy.
I'm gonna say this is tough. Wow. And I'm the guy who made the bracket. I'm going to say the Jeffersons, only because it was, what, the 70s? And this is when black Americans could finally see, like, their themselves on TV. And I'm not trying to sound, like, a racist or anything. I'm not trying to sound that way at all. I'm just saying that I think Afrocentricity played a big part in that. I'm going to say the Jeffersons. All right?
Yep.
Nice way of saying that. All right. Happy Days or Taxi? I'm going to say Taxi. Just as Christopher Lloyd.
Really?
Yeah. And that's no diss to Happy Days. I'm just saying.
No. Hey, how dare you disrespect the Fonz?
That's no disrespect, though. I love both.
Hey, Sunday, Monday, Happy Days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Happy Days. I got to go Happy Days.
Yeah, until they jumped the shark.
Ooh.
Literally. And figuratively.
Oh my god. One of our live viewers is saying happy days with exclamation points galore.
Who is it?
It's I can't say who it is on air, but let's just say it's
somebody. I think I know who it is.
No, it's actually not him.
Is it a her?
It's a him. I'm not saying who it is though.
Okay.
It's someone I work with, believe it or not, who's watching us live. Yay!
Gotcha.
Hi, co-worker who's watching us live.
Yes, sorry. It's very unprofessional on my part.
My condolences to you.
thank you. All right.
Hey, you only got
to
deal
no, with... No, not to you, JT.
Oh, wow. Wow, you're choosing... Yeah, I'm choosing tax every happy days. Can I change my opinion? Is that okay?
So why were you going to vote for Taxi, though?
Just because I have more memories with it. That's honestly the only reason why. I'm just saying.
I mean, it was an interesting show with an interesting ensemble. You had Danny DeVito, you had Christopher Lloyd, and you had Andy Kaufman. I'm sure he... was nothing but sunshine and rainbows on set.
I'm sure he was. All right. Well, we got to pick one though. Okay. You know what? I don't like saying this.
I'm picking Happy Days. I'm sorry.
Fuck it, Happy Days. I'm changing my mind. Damn it. All right, there we go. Ooh, I'm an evil man for making this bracket. MASH or the Dukes of Hazzard?
You say that like it's close. It's not close.
Some people it could be. I'm going to say MASH. But
that's MASH.
Me. MASH.
All right, good. We're all on the same page here. Because Dukes of Hazzard is at the General Lee. It's like, wee! With the car and stuff.
And?
I'm just saying. All right. All right. Now, this is 70s. Oh, okay. This is an upset.
Instant tug at collar.
The Cosby Show or Cheers? I think we all can agree on this one.
You know what they say? Yeah. Due to
very.
Can we disqualify one of these?
Well. I think wow. I know what we could do. Everyone, join in. Sometimes you gotta go.
Everybody knows your name.
We were there.
And we're always glad.
And we were so off key that they can't sue us.
But hey, exactly. That was for a good cause.
So the Cheers beat the Cosby Show, everyone. Just letting you know.
Okay. Can I ask you all a serious question?
What?
If upset. The stuff with Bill Cosby didn't happen. Would you guys still pick Cheers?
Yes.
Yes. Because I think Cheers was a more iconic show than the Cosby Show. And I'm not trying to sound like a certain way when I say that, but I really do believe that that's the case. So.
And remember, we all ate at the Cheers bar.
We sure did. We have pictures of proof.
We were at the Cheers bar when we were in Boston last summer.
It was amazing. Oh my God. Cheers, everyone. Get a beer.
Norm, what's on your mind?
Norm. Anyways.
Norm.
All right, next one. Golden Girls or Family Ties?
That's the one with Michael J. Fox, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. I always get confused with Family Matters.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Ooh, Michael J. Fox or Betty White?
Ooh, one is alive, one is not. We can start by saying that. Not sound dramatic, but still.
One is one of the most iconic sitcoms of the 80s. The other got overshadowed by Back to the Future.
So should we say Golden Girls?
I'm voting Golden Girls.
Bill?
Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
But I will say this about Family Ties, though. Like, this show was actually, I think, what made Family Ties so interesting, though. This was a show that was the opposite of All in the Family. When you had in All in the Family, you had the more the World War II generation, mm-hmm. versus the baby boomers.
Yeah.
And in this one, you had the baby boomers versus the Gen Xers.
Hmm, true that.
Because Michael J. Fox's character is like a young Reagan Republican because they were growing up in the age of more, the age of Wall Street.
Yeah.
And in the age of, and in the words of Gordon Gekko, greed.
It's good.
For lack of a better word.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, next one.
Versus Alf.
Full House versus Alf.
You know, I feel bad for that little alien.
But Full House, Full House.
But it's Full House.
It's Full House. Bill?
I was actually going to pick Alf.
Really? Okay. Well, two out of three majority here, buddy. All right, so Full House it is.
Be honest.
Alf is great, though. You can't deny it.
I feel Alf just ended on a bad note. It was because...
That's why I can't move it forward.
Okay. For those who don't... Quick side note of why it moved. Because Alf was getting news that he was going home to his old planet. And this was the season four finale. And that they were going to... What was going to happen? That they were going to... That he was waiting, but it was actually the alien task force.
Mm.
And they listed it as to be continued. Thinking that the show was going to get another season, but NBC canceled it.
Wow. That's an upset right there.
Yeah, but Full House... I watched Full House, but... I don't know. It's one of those shows that if I watch it nowadays, I can't.
You can't relate to it?
Oh, it didn't age well, but it's more iconic.
Won't see. Well, no, I can agree with you there. It is more iconic.
Yeah. All right, we got to move on though. The Wonder Years or Saved by the Bell?
Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, Saved by the Bell. Easy. All right. Now we're going down to our 90s and 2000s.
Yes, finally. The ages we grew up in.
The shows that we watched when we were infants and we got into our head. Oh, boy. You ready?
Ready.
Everybody Loves Raymond or The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? My vote, this is easy for me personally. I'm going to say Everybody Loves Raymond. That's no disrespect to Will Smith, though.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Wow, upset here. Justin, it comes down to you.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
How come you don't love me, man?
Sorry, JT.
Wow, my grandmother's screaming at us. How could you? It's all right. All right, Will and Grace or Frasier? Frasier.
Frasier. Baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salad and scrambled eggs.
And I met Kelsey Grammer, too. Who, by the way...
I know, he's a nice guy.
He is very nice. He's a guy.
And he will be reprising his role as Beast in Avengers Doomsday.
I was just about to say, you broke the news today that came out. All right. Now, this should be interesting. Friends or Boy Meets World?
Ooh.
Yep. Friends, and one of the most iconic shows ever, or Boy Meets World, one of the most iconic kid sitcoms of all time.
I grew up on Boy Meets World more.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's like, you gotta, and I have said it before, I think Friends is overrated.
See, here's the thing. I never grew up on Boy Meets World, so I do not have that nostalgia factor.
Okay.
And JT, what's your justification?
I am of the opinion that I really don't have an attachment to either one. But if you had a gun to my head, no, there's not one. I'm just kidding. There's something. I'm gonna say Friends only because I feel like it's more iconic and more in the conscious mindset of people today than the one in the world. But that's just me. I could be wrong. I'm just
Justin. What do you think?
Justin, what do you got? So I say Friends.
I'm going Friends.
Okay, Friends it is.
Thank you for making my life easier because I would have picked Boy Meets World because I have more nostalgia for that show.
All righty. Next one. Mad About You versus the King of Queens.
King of Queens. Never heard of Mad About You.
King of Queens.
Really? Oh, my God. All right. King of Queens. I agree with you.
Okay, you are not one to talk. That's why I never heard of Hogan's Heroes.
Here we go. Sorry. This is a no effing brainer for me. Seinfeld versus Arrested Development. Seinfeld.
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 Easy. Parks and Recreation versus The Middle, the sitcom with Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves
Raymond. Oh, that one. Yeah.
Yeah. The one that was like in the middle of Indiana, whatever.
Parks and Rec.
Yeah. Parks and Rec. Sorry, guys.
Parks and Rec.
Easy. Parks and Rec. Oh. All right. This is, I think, I'm curious what you guys have to say about this.
Okay. This one's going to be hard.
That's what she said. The Office. Or it's
that's the perfect one to do it on.
The Office, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. They're both fantastic.
Ooh.
The Office or It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. One has to go.
We're going to be here for a while.
Justin Westover.
I will say, the Office just turned 20 a couple days ago. The first episode aired, I think, on March 24th, 2005. Something like that recently, or March 23rd, something like that. So The Office has turned 20. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It's just a fantastic show with Danny DeVito. So
I think we could agree. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is basically Seinfeld on crack.
Pretty much.
with Danny DeVito. It's live action South Park.
It really is.
You know
is.
What the thing is about with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia? None of the characters on that show are likable.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of the appeal.
Yeah, of course.
None of the, in the words of a friend of mine, they're the most morally bankrupt people in America.
Yeah. In Philadelphia.
Like, no one on that show is likable.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, both of these shows take place in Pennsylvania.
One's in Scranton, one's in Philly.
I just realized that.
Funny. It's easy for me. I'm going to say The Office.
Justin?
I laughed harder at It's Always Sunny.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
Now I have to decide.
I know.
No. You laughed harder at Always. But that's what she said.
As much as I do like It's Always Sunny.
Are you going to do this every time?
I got to go with The Office.
All right. 2 out of 3 ain't bad there, kids.
And I like It's Always Sunny. But no, when I made the original list, JT, I actually excluded It's Always Sunny. Because except for the next round we were going to do, I didn't want to include any shows that were currently on.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was my bad.
No, that's okay.
I saw it. I was like, we have to, but that's me. All right, this is the Big Bang Theory, or How I Met Your Mother. They both kind of came out around the same time too.
Wow, no, that 70s show, huh?
Oh, sorry. Well, we could. To be fair, when I was making the bracket, I put like the 90s and the 2000s like in chronological order almost too. Like if you look at it, that's me though. For those you're listening, you might be able to see it.
Okay, Big Bang Theory or How I Met Your Mother?
I'm going to say Big Bang Theory. I have much more memories of that show than I do with How I Met Your Mother. That's no diss to How I Met Your Mother, though.
Justin?
So, anyone who knows me knows that when it comes to TV shows, I can't get into something where I know how it ends and the ending is horrible.
Ooh, okay.
And the ending to How I Met Your Mother is I have still yet to watch the last two seasons of that show.
Wow. Okay.
It's not worth it to me. That show is forever tainted by the finale.
Hmm.
It's a Big Bang Theory.
You know, I love The Big Bang Theory. I always watched it, so
Big Bang. All right.
I kind of teetered off towards the end, though.
Yeah, the last couple seasons were like kind of dry, but.
But I actually.
Yeah, but at least it wasn't insulting.
I think one of my favorite episodes towards the end, I really liked when where they had a tribute to the late Stephen Hawkins when
Yeah, that was a really good thing.
Where he gifted Sheldon a wedding present. And it was something he gave to him that he had like engraved before he died. And because it shows that, listen, Sheldon can be insufferable. Can we all agree with that?
Oh, yeah, God, yeah.
But it shows you that maybe he can make connections with people.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
All right, so let's move on to the next
last one. Bit of the 2010s. To the present. Schitt's Creek or Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
I'll say Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, Andy Samberg. I like Andy Samberg.
That one episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, they open up with I Want It That Way. Hysterical. I watched that a lot more than I thought I did. So funny. All right, Modern Family versus Veep. 2010. I think it was 2009, 2010, actually, that came on. And then it ran
to Modern Family.
Modern Family.
Easy. Modern Family.
Never watched an episode of Veep.
I heard it was good, though. It's got Julia Dreyfus. All right. Interesting choice here. Jane the Virgin or Mike and Molly?
Mike and Molly. I never watched Jane the Virgin.
I only watched
Jane the Virgin.
Really? Tell me why.
It's actually really, really funny.
Oh,
you know how soap operas go in these wildly outrageous directions, like people dying, turns out that they weren't dead, but they had amnesia and stuff like that?
Yeah.
It's that, but it's a comedy.
Wow. Okay, cool. I might have to. I remember it coming out. I was like, what is this show? So we're saying Jane the Virgin?
Jane the Virgin is very funny.
All right. I'm only doing Jane the Virgin because Mike and Molly reminds me of some past memories that I don't want to talk about now.
Okay.
New Girl versus Mom. I'm saying New Girl.
Mom.
I'll say New Girl because I'm a little more familiar with it.
Okay, cool. All right, Two Broke Girls or The Mindy Project? I have seen both, but not as much as I want to, but I've seen both.
I've seen like 3 or 4 episodes of Two Broke Girls.
Okay.
I've seen 0 episodes of The Mindy Project.
I'm going with Two Broke Girls.
Two Broke Girls?
Yeah. I can hear my grandmother screaming about it, though. This show is causing the downfall of America!
All right, this is where I wasn't sure where you guys were going to go with this. But I want to say it's a cop-out, but Fuller House and Bob's Burgers. I put Bob's Burgers because I was thinking about it more and more. I'm like, you know what? It is a sitcom, but it's animated. I didn't put Family Guy there for that reason because it's more like a comedy than anything else. But yeah.
So. If you go by that logic, then the Flintstones should have been on this.
That's a fair point. All right, that's okay. But anyways, but between these two choices, though, Fuller House or Bob's Burgers, which would you have?
I'm going with Bob's Burgers.
Okay.
I've always kind of liked the show, but I kind of fell more in with it when last January, when I got sick with COVID, FX, and I was isolating, FXX showed like Bob's Burgers, like a marathon. So I just watched it all day while I was sick with COVID.
What? FXX showing a marathon of adult animation? Say it ain't so.
You said it, not me.
But,
what, adult animation? But, what?
And just Fuller House, if anyone knows my opinions on Fuller House, this was like the laziest show ever.
Oh yeah, like let's just.
Oh, very much so.
It was basically. This is why I hated. Well, I don't want to say hated, but it was basically. Hey.
It was a cash grab.
Remember how we had three men raise three girls? Well, let's have three women raise three boys and we'll throw in a daughter. And it, the whole show, that and that 90s show, it was just, remember this? Remember this? Remember this? It was just constantly them shoving in your face. Remember this? We hate ourselves. Remember this? So I gotta go Bob's Burgers.
All right. I'm gonna go with Bob's Burgers, too.
It's an absolute cash grab.
Yeah, Bob's Burgers. I'm going to be that guy. All right, this should be interesting. Young Sheldon, I've seen a little bit of it, and Ted Lasso.
I haven't seen any of Ted Lasso. I'm going Young Sheldon.
Bill?
I'm going Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso. I've seen enough of both to get an idea of what both are about, but Ted Lasso is just so good.
I've never really watched that, but I've seen clips of it, and I seemed interested.
It is. It's one of the best shows on TV. Abbott Elementary or Only Murders in the Building?
It's Abbott Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Ooh, okay.
That alone, I'm Only Murders in the Building, even though I've never watched
Only
it.
Murders, get out of the way. All right, so the first round is done.
And also...
Yeah,
I think Sting's in it.
I remember, 1, 2, 3.
Sting's in the police.
For those of you who don't know that reference, just Google "Every Breath You Take" by the Police, and they'll say who wrote it. And a guy named Sting wrote it.
And he was.
We
in
support
the
law enforcement here. We support law enforcement here at the Super Show. Don't worry. Do we? I'm just kidding. All right, back to the beginning.
As long as they're responsible.
Yes. Next round: The Honeymoon or The Addams Family. Honeymooners or Adam's Family?
Ooh.
Adam's Family for me.
Me too. Just
saying. Yeah,
Bill?
Adam's Family.
Okay. I Love Lucy or Rowan and Martin Laughson?
I Love Lucy.
Justin?
I Love Lucy. It was the first time you saw a man and a woman in bed together.
True that. All right. I couldn't agree more. The Andy Griffith Show or The Munsters? I'm going to say The Munsters. Maybe slightly more iconic. Plus, there was an animated movie.
I'm going with The Munsters.
The Munsters because of the theme song.
Do-do-do-do. Oh, that's Adam Sandler. Sorry.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
All right. The Dick Van Dyke Show or Hogan's Heroes?
Hogan's Heroes.
Dick Van Dyke.
We might have an upset here. Hold on one sec. I'm going to say the Dick Van Dyke Show. My mom is screaming at me right now. All right. Sorry, guys. Upset. Upset. Sorry,
Justin. I told you. Did you not even know what Hogan's Heroes was?
Oh. Okay. Hey, sorry.
How?
All right,
guys are fighting like an old married couple. After the show, we'll get some counseling.
Oh my god.
What's funny? I know nothing.
All right. My mother has entered the building. Bear with me one sec. As I'm live on the internet.
Yeah, I heard someone quoting Colonel Kurtz.
Yep. All right, we're moving over to the 80s and 70s and 80s here. Hold on one sec. All right. All in the Family or the Jeffersons?
All in the Family.
All in the Family.
All in the Family.
Ooh, Happy Days or MASH?
MASH.
Oh. MASH.
MASH. MASH might win this whole thing. Cheers or the Golden Girls?
No!
We were at the damn bar. Cheers. All right. Full House or Saved by the Bell? Justin?
I have no particular love for either of these shows.
For Full House or Saved by the Bell?
Correct.
Okay. Let's see.
I'm just going to go Saved by the Bell.
I'm going to go Full House because I'm more familiar with Full House than I am with Saved by the Bell.
I'm going to say... I'm going to say...
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so scared.
Yeah. Saved by the Bell. Sorry, Full House. That's no diss to Full House either, guys. Yeah. All right, down over the 90s. This is... Oh, no!
By the way, the cast of Saved by the Bell will be at 90s Con.
You better take pictures and then I'll post them to our social media pages.
If it doesn't cost money.
Fair enough. All right. Ooh. Oh, damn it. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or Frasier? We're into the 90s and 2000s. I'm going to say Frasier.
Justin?
No disrespect to Will Smith.
I'm more familiar with Fresh Prince.
Okay. Bill?
JT, yeah. I'll go with Frasier.
Wow. I thought you were going to break my heart for a sec. Frasier's come a long way, guys. All right. Friends or the King of Queens?
I'll be honest with you all. Never watched an episode of King of Queens.
I've seen a little bit of it.
I think I'm going Friends.
Going.
So Friends, unanimous?
Yep.
No, alrighty.
No one told you life was going to be this way.
Seinfeld or Parks and Recreation? Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
No disrespect to the genius of Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, but wow. That's that tough one. No. The Office or Big Bang Theory?
Okay, but honestly, this is like comparing like Young Frankenstein to The Waterboy, in my opinion.
All right, which one's Young Frank? Let me guess, The Office is Young Frankenstein.
Yes, The Office would be Young Frankenstein in this situation.
So all right. I guess The Office, huh?
I'm saying The Office. That's what she said. That's what she said. The Office, wow. Knocking Big Bang Theory out of the chart. Let's jump over to the 2000s. This should be kind of a... The last one should be a breeze. All right, Brooklyn Nine-Nine or Modern Family?
Modern Family.
Yeah, Modern Family. Sorry, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Justin, Jane the Virgin or New Girl?
Jane the Virgin.
I'm going to say Jane the Virgin, too. Bill, what do you got?
Well, it's already two, so...
Oh, good point. Sorry. All right, Two Broke Girls.
Shows, so I can't.
Okay. Two Broke Girls or Bob's Burgers?
Bob's Burgers.
I'm gonna
say Bob's Burgers. Ted Lasso versus Only Murders in the Building.
Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso. All right, now we're down to what number is this thing on this? The final what? Final 16?
Yeah.
All right, back to the 50s and 60s. Here we go. The Addams Family or I Love Lucy?
Da-da-da-da.
Gotta go out, Lucy, as much as I like the Addams Family.
I actually agree with you. I'm not going to lie. Justin?
No, I'm sorry. It's the Addams Family for me.
Oh, okay. Man. Leave it up to me?
Yeah.
One's got to go.
Oh, fearless leader.
Thanks. I appreciate it. All right. Who do I disappoint more, Bill or Justin?
I don't have an emotional attachment to either of these shows. So.
Okay. When we get to the 90s, it's going to be rough. I'm going to say I Love Lucy. They're both iconic, but I'm going to say I Love Lucy. All right, The Munsters or The Dick Van Dyke Show?
Justin?
You go first.
I'm going Dick Van Dyke.
Bill?
I'm going The Munsters.
Oh. You know what I was going to say, right?
What?
The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Okay.
All right, over to the 70s and 80s. Our final four here are the following. All in the Family or MASH? I think this is a unanimous choice here. MASH?
All in the Family.
MASH.
Okay, so 2 out of 3 for MASH. Wow. So All in the Family's out. Damn. Cheers or Saved by the Bell?
Sometimes you gotta go where everybody knows your name.
I can't think of one thing memorable about Saved by the Bell, other than I know the cast members.
Time out.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Justin getting all
high and mighty over here.
Okay. Tough so choice. JC just said that there's nothing memorable about Saved by the Bell.
There's a difference.
There's a difference. Go on.
So you're telling me that you don't remember every time that Zach stopped time, the drug episode.
I have more memories with Cheers. I'm not just saying because we've been there too, but I actually have more memories with Cheers. That's my only reasoning, unfortunately.
All right.
So what is it? Cheers?
Cheers.
Cheers it is then.
Wow. Norm!
Yeah, I didn't really watch a lot of Saved by the Bell, so.
All righty. Modern Family or Jane the Virgin?
I'm going Modern Family.
Justin.
I will go Modern Family.
Because you know what? This was the show that actually shows what families now look like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
True.
You have the traditional, you know, man, woman. You have the gay couple.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the older man married to a younger woman.
Yeah. That's true. Bob's Burgers or Ted Lasso?
Well, Bobby had a good run. Ted Lasso.
I'm going to say Ted Lasso. Justin, what do you got?
Doesn't matter what I got.
Oh, okay, well, still. So Ted Lasso came a long way. All right, we're down to the final eight. The final eight are... Did we skip? No, we didn't. Oh, we're good. All right. Back up to the 50s and 60s up here. I Love Lucy or the Dick Van Dyke Show? Pick one.
Lucy.
Lucy.
Lucy it is. All right. Frasier. No, I'm going the wrong way. Sorry. MASH or Cheers?
Well, I got to go MASH.
MASH.
MASH. Sorry, Cheers. You had a good run.
My father would kill me.
Oh, damn it. We skipped the 90s. One sec. Hold on a sec. All right. Oh my God! It's all right. We'll do a double run really quick.
We'll just double up.
All right, Frasier or Friends? I'm choosing Frasier because Friends is like a little overhyped in my opinion.
I gotta go Frasier. Well, I think Friends is overrated.
Wow! So Friends is out.
This wasn't my choice, Kath.
Shots.
I didn't even get a chance to vote.
Fired. Wow. Wow, Friends is next. Out of the bracket, and Frasier has defeated Friends. Now, the biggie, though, Seinfeld or The Office?
We're going to let Justin go first.
Justin goes first. Tough choice for me, but go on.
I am going to go The Office.
Okay.
Because at least I can sympathize with somebody in that show.
Bill, what do you got?
I'm actually going with Seinfeld.
Ooh, leaving it up to me, aren't you?
Yes. You are.
Holy bejesus, man! When you name a baby Jeeves, you've pretty much mapped out his future. Seinfeld, as much as I love The Office, It's just people being really stupid, and I love stupid things. Seinfeld actually has more of a structure to it as far as a show goes, personally. But I love The Office. It's one of my favorite shows of all time. But yeah. All right, and we gotta go back to
ending the Seinfeld sucked, by the way.
Oh, it did. It there's no doubt about it. But the show itself is widely regarded as one of the best shows of all time. The series finale was not that good. I will admit that. All right, now we have to go back to before we go to Ted Lasso and Modern Family, we have to finish up the 90s bracket because we already have the other. We picked out of I Love Lucy and the Dick Van Dyke Show, we picked I Love Lucy, and out of MASH and Cheers, we picked MASH. So I guess for the 90s, it comes down to Frasier or Seinfeld. Jesus Christ.
Seinfeld.
Wow. Justin?
Frasier.
Oh. No, stop it. Why would you do it? I met Kelsey Grammer and I have seen both. I've seen Jerry Seinfeld live numerous times. I've seen him do his stand-up. But... Ah, oh, son of a bitch. Damn it. Frasier or Seinfeld, two of my all-time favorite shows. I've binge-watched all of Frasier, and I've seen all of Seinfeld. It's like picking your favorite child, and I'm not even married and have kids. Jesus Christ.
Hey, don't bring him into this.
Sorry, God. Duh, sorry. Oh. You know what? Sorry, Kelsey Grammer.
All right. So our
I was raised more with Seinfeld than I was with Frasier. Sorry.
Our final four is.
Wait. We got to do one more. Modern Family or Ted Lasso, and then we'll be good.
Modern Family.
Wow, upset right there. And I love Ted Lasso. Okay. Our final four comes down to I Love Lucy, MASH, Seinfeld, and Modern Family. Which one comes out of this? So between I Love Lucy and Seinfeld, which one comes out on top?
Okay. If you ask me for more iconic, I would say I Love Lucy. But if you ask me for the one I'm more familiar with and the one that I probably am more, that I could probably know more and watch more of, I got to say Seinfeld. And I know that's weird, but I'm picking Seinfeld. Justin?
Yeah, I'm going Seinfeld.
All right. Sorry, I Love Lucy.
Be honest, Stevie, what would you picked?
I would have picked Seinfeld. And that's no disrespect to Lucille Ball or I Love Lucy. Let's be real.
Or Desi Arnaz.
Wait, what's that?
Or Desi Arnaz.
Of course. All right, kids. MASH or Modern Family? Which one comes out on top? I think it's pretty easy, but we're going to find out in a second.
I'm going to let you go first, JT.
See, I'm going to say, while one was definitely very, very iconic of the current times and the previous times, too. They're both iconic of their own times. I feel like today... I feel like MASH is more representative of a certain time, whereas Modern Family focuses on like literally it's in the title, a modern family of a family.
Yeah, well, because you know what it is. MASH was about like a certain time, while Modern Family is about, well, modern time.
Yeah, well, MASH was about the Vietnam War, too. Times
have changed.
Yeah. I feel like MASH is timeless though. Even though it was said during the Vietnam War, I feel it's still timeless. If that makes sense.
Korean War, first of all.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, sorry, Korea. I'm sorry. So not Vietnam. Korean War. Shame on my part. I know. I gotta get on my TV watching.
Someone should take you back to school.
Ooh.
You're still cool on him about this Hogan Heroes thing, aren't you, Justin?
Hey.
Oh, don't get me started again.
No fighting. So, all right. Seinfeld. Oh, I'm sorry. No, sorry. Say another thing. I'm going to go MASH. I'm kicking this off here. I'm going to put the ball in your courts.
All right. And Justin?
I'm going with MASH.
Because your father would kill you if you didn't win it.
Oh, he still watches the reruns of MASH.
It's always on TV. Always. Yeah. All right, well, I guess it comes down to Seinfeld or MASH. This is going to be really difficult. What comes out on top? One of the most iconic sitcom comedies of the 1990s that generates new fans and new people in their lives and new everything. Or MASH, which is a timeless, timeless show. Which one comes out on top, boys? I'm going to let Justin start.
I'm going to say MASH, and this is my reason why. MASH had something that most none of these shows had.
What was that?
Drama. Good legitimate point. Legitimate human horror, terror. You're in the middle of war. You're in Korea during the Korean War, and miraculously you're able to create a comedy out of it, but there are heavy moments. You know, there's that episode where one of the main characters is about to go home when his helicopter gets shot down and he dies.
You have the baby episode where they accidentally...
Yep. I was about to get to that one. That was the series finale, I think.
Yeah. Oh, sorry to interrupt.
One of the main characters has PTSD over having to kill a child. It's a heavy, heavy show. And it's not just one of the great comedies of all time. It's one of the great shows of all time.
Good point.
I yield.
Okay, well, here's... Here's the... Justin, you kind of swung me. I was going to go Seinfeld, but what you tell me, you're kind of right, because I think MASH could do both comedy and drama. Because, okay, Seinfeld had, like, the episode where Susan died, but once you think about it,
that was dark comedy, if anything. These
type of things, it was played more for laughs.
Oh, yeah.
Tried to do the things that I don't think as much as I love Seinfeld, I don't think Seinfeld could get away with doing the stuff that MASH did. Because no. Seinfeld could be a dark comedy, but they don't know how to exercise the drama. So. I gotta go with
otherwise MASH. The Puerto Rican Day episode would have looked a lot different.
Oh, yeah.
So we're saying MASH?
Yeah.
MASH is the champion. That was a really good bracket.
Hey, we had fun with this one.
It was very good. It was under an hour, too.
And guess that is the finale for March Madness for this year.
That is going to do it for our March Madness of 2025.
Hopefully the next time you see us, JT will have seen all of Hogan's Hero.
Yes.
Right, JT?
I will have viewed all of it. Don't worry. Don't worry. It'll be good. I promise.
It'll be your new favorite show. Just watch.
It'll be my new favorite show, exactly.
You're not going to let him forget this, aren't you, Justin?
Oh, no.
Just like my dad will never
forget. It's like the Godfather all over again with me.
Oh, God.
No dog in this fight, so you two have fun.
Lawrence of Arabia all the way? What? No, I'm just kidding. No, but needless to say, that is our March Madness brackets for this year of 2025. We want to thank you for watching, listening, however you enjoyed us. And thanks so much for tuning into our podcast. This is a fun March Madness bracket. But we'll be back next week on April, I think, 2nd or 2nd or 3rd, I believe. So April 2nd with a brand new episode of Mixed Bag. We're going to be talking all things in the world of, well, we'll figure out when we get there. We always surprise with our topics anyways. But anyways, that's going to do it for us, guys. Bill, is the Sports Insanity something, right?
Sports Insanity podcast on the Sports Insanity Network. Just the other day, you know, I'm kind of sad we didn't have a show last week here because I would have promoted the other day. We had our 400th episode.
Woo!
We had our 400th episode. It's still available on our channel if you want to go watch it.
Yes.
We had our 400th episode. We got a lot coming up. We got the Sweet 16 and the Elite 8 of the NCAA tournament, the actual March Madness. Mm-hmm. We got opening day is tomorrow in baseball.
Yes, today, Wednesday, is opening day eve here in the U.S. with baseball. So, go Yanks, baby.
Let's go Yanks. And we also got the NFL draft is coming up next month. So, we got all that. We got you covered. Check us out. We are on all platforms.
Awesome. Thank you to our main man, Bill, for always plugging the Sports Insanity Network. Because they go insane for a week because you don't have to.
We go insane, so you don't have to.
There you go. We want to thank you all for watching us and however you enjoy us tonight. Thanks so much for tuning into our podcast, as always. But for all of us here at the Superview Show, see you guys next Wednesday for another episode of Mixed Bag. So stay safe.
Take care.
And
be awesome.
Be awesome.